consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. It's a beautiful day in the Everglades. We're beginning to feel a little bit of chill of the fall. It doesn't get quite as cold as it does in the northern states, but we are noticing some difference, not quite so much humidity, and we're not having so much rain as we usually have in the summertime, and we're enjoying this little bit of cooler weather and look forward to it turning a little bit cooler. Hope you're having a great day. Where you live today, as this broadcast goes out all over the United States of America. God bless you. We hope that you enjoy our program today. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 24, toward the close of the book of Matthew. And so I'd invite you to turn there with us if you have a Bible or can get your hands on a Bible. I know you may be driving or something else and can't do that, and that's fine. We're going to be reading from the book of Matthew in chapter 24 here in just a few moments. So I hope you'll stay with us as we consider the Word of God today. I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there at the website. You'll find a link to our home here in the Everglades. You'll find also links to many other Bible resources, as well as these broadcasts. If you want to go back and hear some broadcasts perhaps that you missed, you can go back and pick those up again at the website, www.considerhisword.org. And in the coming weeks, we're going to have a very special offer. A number of years ago, I wrote a book also called Consider His Word, and we're going to be giving a special on the book. It should be coming up in the next few weeks. So stay tuned to our program and come back every week at this same time. We'll be telling you about how you can get a hold of our book, Consider His Word. You can see a little bit about it there, the website, but we're going to be offering it nearly half price. So keep an eye out for that in the near future. www.considerhisword.org. Let's get to the Word of God. Jesus was speaking in Matthew 24. In fact, these are some of the last hours that he would spend with the disciples on this earth. He's giving them some last-minute instructions. And it's really two words of this verse of Scripture that I want us to key on this morning. I'm going to just read one verse. It's Matthew 24, beginning in verse 14. Jesus said, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." What I want to talk to you about today as we consider the Word of God is that phrase, this gospel. You know that the gospel means good news, that God has good news for you. And it is especially good news to people who are lost. Remember when the angel came, we've got Christmas coming pretty soon, when the angel came to Jesus, the angel said good, or came to the shepherds, the angel said, good tidings of great joy. They had good news. To know that we were lost and can be saved, to know that we are hell-bound sinners, lost without Christ, it is good news to know that we can have heaven and our lives can be changed and we have a home in heaven waiting for us when we give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, without the gospel, there is no hope. It's not very good news. Without the gospel, there's no heaven. Without the gospel, there's really no purpose. I mean, what's the point? You read Ecclesiastes, and he found that the point was to be close to God, to fear the Lord, and to follow him. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross to pay for our sin. And listen, that's good news. It's good news that we can know that we can have eternal life in Christ. And that good news was given to us by the Lord Himself. Listen, the gospel, the good news, is not something that man created, that he kind of schemed and put together in his mind and tried to come up with somehow by himself. The gospel was given to us by God Himself. The gospel was not man's idea. I think if the gospel was man's idea, we would have tried to find something that we could do, when really all the Lord wants us to do is just believe Him. Or we would find some feat that we had to accomplish, perhaps climb some mountain or go visit some city, like some religions claim. Or perhaps do a certain amount of good works, or maybe not sin for so many days. Or we would find some way that it would come down to a matter of what we could do to find salvation. But praise God, that was not God's plan. God's plan was that we simply believe Him. And He sent His Son to pay the atonement, to pay the price for our sin. And that by believing Him, we could have eternal life. By believing Him, we could have heaven. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that He is raised from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Do you believe it? Are you trusting Christ for your salvation? Or are you trying to find some way of your own? Listen, just trust the Lord. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him into your life and follow Him. Make your commitment to Him. You know, the gospel originated with God from the beginning. It was God's idea, not man's idea. And it originated with a God who loved us, who even though we sin, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how much He loved you. And He loved us so much that it was His plan. He put the gospel together. He wanted that relationship with you. Listen, He created you so that you could fellowship with Him and know Him. And He knows you, and you could walk with Him. And Adam blew it for us in the garden when he disobeyed God and sinned against God. And the Bible says, and so sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And God still loved you. And He still loved me. And He still wanted us to walk together. He wanted to be our God, and we would be His children. You see, it originated with God, who wanted to redeem us, who knew that in order to save us, that there had to be a price. And that price was the sacrifice of a perfect one. All through the Old Testament, that perfect one was illustrated by a perfect lamb. And one day God would send His own lamb, His very own Son, to be the Lamb of God for us, to shed His blood for us, so that our sin could be redeemed, so it could be paid for. It originated with God, who put the whole plan into motion. The Bible says from the foundations of the world, He put the plan into motion. It originated with God, who revealed it through the ages, revealed it to the prophets, and told them about His plan, that one day He would send a Messiah. So much so that when Jesus was born, there were many who were looking for Him. They knew that a Savior was coming. They knew that God had not abandoned them. And they were looking for God's Messiah, who He had promised over and over to come to send to the earth. And it originated with God, who brought it all to pass. You read all of the Christmas story we'll be talking about here in a few weeks. And we're remembering those days, and we'll be singing the songs. But remember that all along, it was God's plan. From the wise men to the shepherds, to calling Joseph and Mary from Nazareth, to finding a place in Bethlehem where the Savior would be born, it was all God's plan, and God put it all in motion. He put it all in motion because He just loved you so much. The Bible says that this gospel shall be preached. You see, we call that the Great Commission, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that it would be preached by the Great Commission. And Jesus told us to go out and tell somebody, to tell everybody about the saving grace of God. It's to be preached by those who possess it. If you know Christ as your Savior, if you claim to be a Christian, don't wait for a special calling. God has already sent you to tell somebody about Christ. And you can do that in so many ways. You can do it with gospel tracts, maybe even with music. I think in social media, we ought to be using that to communicate the gospel. Have you shared the gospel on your Facebook page? What about on your Twitter? What about on your website? Are you trying to be some kind of a secret agent for God? Are you going to be obedient to Christ and help get the gospel out there and tell people about the Lord Jesus? He said it would be preached by those who possess it. It's to be preached from every street corner, from your neighborhood to the far reaches of the world. To be preached boldly, to be preached without shame, to be preached without compromise. The gospel must be preached. Look what Paul said about it. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." There's the gospel in a nutshell. That would be a great verse to quote on your Facebook page or on your Twitter. Tell somebody about the Christ that came. We have this gospel, and this gospel must be preached from your neighborhood to the ends of the world. Will you do it? Will you step up and help preach this gospel that people can know Christ? I'm afraid our time is gone for today. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scriptures and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.